Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is our annual show on the Empty Bowl in Powerhouse, our focus this morning. Kathy Anderson with Empower House is here. Kathy, good morning. Good to have you here.
Good, Ted. So glad to be here. So glad to see you and
hang out this morning.
I had the wrong microphone turned on. And
oh, okay. Good morning.
There you go. You were talking and I couldn't hear you.
Blah, blah, blah. Good morning.
This is my first day on the show here, so I'm learning how to do all this. The like I said, the Empty Bowl is coming up, and we are going to talk about it because it's still not quite the way it used to be, but pretty close this year, and it's going to be a lot of fun on the 28th. But before we do all that, we do want to mention a couple of things that sometimes we are lacking in talking about as far as Empower House and meeting the needs of domestic violence victims and working through all that. And one of the key things whenever you come in is to talk about the hotline number. There's a hotline if people know of someone or are in trouble. And
So organized this morning.
Okay. We always do this
what?
At the end.
I know. So it is 540-373-9373. You're right. The mission is the most important reason for us to be hanging out. And so that is a 24-hour line, 373-9373. And that is a place that not only survivors of domestic violence and crisis might call, but it's also a line that family members or friends may check in and say, hey, I'm seeing this, or even a survivor who might not even consider themselves necessarily a victim. A lot of people don't necessarily connect to the word domestic violence, but they may be like, something's not quite right. I'm not sure if I'm calling the right place. We get a lot of phone calls like that.
I wonder, I was just going to say, do you get phone calls like that? Because we always say, you know, you may suspect something for a friend or a coworker. And this is a good number to call then, if that's the case, just to let someone talk some things through and have them talk about some of the warning signs.
Absolutely. Sometimes people will call and say, you know, I'm looking for counseling, you know, and our staff is trained to recognize, you know, certainly we can give referrals for counselors in the area, but kind of what's happening there also is somebody's identifying that there may be some issues and that they may be of the sort that connect to the kinds of work that we do around domestic violence, or they may have been referred by their counselor, and the words that they have in their vocabulary is counseling. And really kind of what they want to do is pick apart what's happening and what they're seeing in their relationship and kind of gauge what, you know, could be a good next step for them, or even just teasing out, I'm seeing this, but I have a lot of doubts about, you know, is this something? And I think, you know, part of the answer there is making the phone call is a clear indication that you know, something isn't exactly the way they think it should be. So we kind of work through and talk through, you know, what's happening.
But, and I'm sure it would be tough to say to someone, hey, I've kind of noticed these things, and, you know, I can see in some cases where the person would be grateful that someone saw it, but in other cases it would be just like, there's nothing wrong, you know, just leave me alone. But boy, what a tough situation.
It really is. There's a lot of reasons not to talk about it.
Yeah.
And part of that is a secrecy kind of thing. Like, there's a few different reasons. Secrecy around, I'm afraid, and if I convey this information, I've let someone else in on it. Mm-hmm. And there's two things happening there. Like, there could be threats, so there's fear of retaliation. Or there's fear of, wait, if I identify this is my primary, most important relationship in my world, right? So if I'm naming the problem, like what types of actions are going to happen next? And some people believe by, you know, informing someone else that they're kind of taking away their own control over what the next steps are. I mean, I think that's the beautiful thing about our hotline. It's confidential. It's free. Somebody doesn't have to identify themselves, so they can really just talk freely about, you know, what's, you know, unburden themselves, if you will.
And this is all around us. There are either stories around here, or there's a story right now about a missing realtor in Northern Virginia. And now you have friends coming forward and saying, yeah, the husband's has always been very controlling and he's in jail. And we see these things all the time. It's not just a big city problem. You deal with these cases, and you're dealing with stuff around here all the time.
I know. There's so many people that aren't experiencing it that when it shows up, it's a hard thing to wrap your brain around. Like the good news is so many people, you know, so many men are not engaging in that kind of behavior, and that's maybe in my world the unspoken story. You know, we probably don't speak that enough. But the other piece is generally our community, it's 1 in 4 women will experience severe physical violence at the hands of an intimate partner. 1 in 3 teens are experiencing some sort of. So it's something that happens quite early in life, and we could tease out why that is. But then it's also something that continues. So somebody who is abusive is going to repeat that behavior in every relationship if they don't, you know, really identify it, seek help, and really work to change that. So they're going to have multiple people that they hurt throughout their lives. So, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people are exposed. But for the vast majority of people, you know, to hear something like this is happening feels very violating, and it kind of ruins your sense of, you know, the world being at peace. Yeah. You know, if you are in that home where things aren't happening like this, you know, it's not something you expect. So for a woman to go missing and then, you know, the stories start coming out about that controlling husband, people are really trying to make sense of how could that be? How would somebody hurt the person that's most essential in their lives that we build our lives around? Yeah.
Kathy Anderson here again. 373-9373 is the hotline number. 540-373-9373.
Nice work, Ted.
So we often we talk about it in the middle or the end of the show. So I was
up front.
It's a New Year's resolution. Right? When you come in, we're going to talk about it.
Good. It surprises me how many people still don't know. You know, some people are like, I'm powerhouse. But then, you know, the good news that we keep talking about it is that new people learn about it all the time. And that's what you want. You want people to know these services are out here.
373-9373. When we come back, we'll talk about the empty bowl. That is a way to help raise funds for what you do and all the programs that you come in here and talk about during the course of the year. This is one of your big fundraisers, and it's a fun fundraiser. And we'll talk about it when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Kathy Anderson in this morning with Empower House. The Empty Bowl is January 28th. And it is a big fundraiser. And first off, the Potters in town really deserve a great pat on the back or something, because they get together and they produce all the bowls that will go out with the empty bowl. And I mean, this is kind of their donation in a way to do Empower House, just the work to make those bowls.
Such a shout out to the Potters. I mean, this has been going on, you know, we're like very close to 25 years. Think of all the bowls over the years, because we always max out. We always sell out for this event, and they are creating so many bowls each year. I mean, we wouldn't have the event without them. you know, there's Trista Chapman over in her studio. It's Fire Street Studio. She's sending bowls. There's Dan Finnegan, who now has his place out in the country, but is very still closely associated with Liberty Town Arts Workshop. He's making bowls. And then Liberty Town Arts Workshop themselves has donated mm-hmm. all of the supplies, the clay, the glazes, the firing. They have that bowl-o-rama on last Saturday.
That's always such a great day because there's a dozen or so potters there hard at work. It is really interesting watching them do it because the ones that are really good and the ones that have done this for years, boy, they turn out those bowls like crazy.
They make it look effortless. It's really impressive to yes. watch all of them because they're watching each other. They're making jokes about, you know, the mistakes or their clay falling apart. Or, you know, I heard a little conversation around, wouldn't it be great if we just showed up and somebody had prepared our lump of clay for us? You know, like, you know, some of them just, you know, they've got favorite parts of the process. But as you said, the experienced potters, you know, they know what the process is. They're practiced in it. It takes them less time to do each task. And I think for some people, I guess it would be you would call it being in the flow. There's probably many ways to describe, you know, when it gets on that wheel and it just, you know, comes together as yeah. that wheel's spinning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was Kevin Rodriguez just, he sat there and just was producing all these balls. And he had done a couple of dozen of the one. And he said, he was telling me, okay, that's it for that one. I'm going to, do another style of bowl. And he's there every year along with many others. But I just happened to talk to him the other day.
He was so impressive. And he has been all these years just turning out so many bowls. And again, like for all the new potters, making it look effortless. I don't know if it's encouraging or discouraging, but I think it's encouraging. And I think this event... as generous, I mean, people are super generous to be doing that, coming out at like the students and the, you know, those that have a little more experience or have had pottery throughout their lives and now they're a part of the Liberty Town Arts Workshop circle. You know, they are so generous and they are honing their craft when they're making these bowls. Like, so people have said that over the years, like, oh, you know, I made 50 and my instructor told me, you know, if I did that, like my skills would improve so much. Hmm. And so, but I still think it's just this incredible generosity because people make bowls and they either are making them to give to somebody because they, you know, it's a piece of themselves, their time, their talent, their creativity. There's so much that goes into the bowl. And then, or they're students and they're like, oh man, I made this perfect bowl. Oh, it's so beautiful. And it's like, that's a tough thing to let go of.
Yeah.
And then give to charity like they've done.
Yeah. So the whole concept of the empty bowl talk, I mean, it's again, because of COVID has changed things around. But this year, the empty bowl is going to be Saturday, January 28th. And this year it's over at Liberty Town.
I'm glad you said Saturday because that's a departure from all the years. Uh-huh. It is Saturday. It was a better day to be at Liberty Town. And that's because there's more open on Saturday. There's more ability to interact, more folks in their studios, that sort of thing. But anyway, it is not the traditional sit-down soup dinner. And there are reasons for that in addition to, you know, there's plenty of illness still floating around, but there's other reasons just from an organizing perspective that made this year difficult to do, like, you know, how we've done it in the yeah. past. So last year, it's going to be very similar to last year. It's going to be timed entry to pick out bowls in the courtyard outside. And then folks can go inside. So they'll pick up their packages. They'll pick out their bowls. They'll take the treats that come with their bowl and all of that. And then they will enter Liberty Town Arts Workshop. So last year, there were folks who had never been there, and they were like, wow, I can't believe this is here. In fact, people wandered up to the event last year not realizing, what is this?
Yeah.
Anyway, so they went into Liberty Town, and this year, in addition to pottery demonstrations, so people will see the process, there's also an interactive clay experience.
Oh, cool.
Right. So like attendees,
yeah.
if they so choose, can get in on this collaborative project that they'll have going on.
I hope no one asks me to do. I mean, because I don't want to get my hands dirty.
I am the same way.
Thank you.
I cannot.
Dee Dee Lucky at Liberty Town is always telling me need to get you on the wheel. Next. And I'm fine looking at it and making a video and having you talk about what you do. But
no, I don't want my hands drying out like that. That just feels so uncomfortable
to
me.
They do it and they're having to put water on it and it's too messy for me.
Yes, it is. Something I want to watch, but it is not where no.
Thank you. Thank you. We have another thing in common
but
here.
But you know, that's a tactile thing. So like for someone else, you know, that's great. Joy to get your hands on that clay and manipulate it.
Oh, I see them do. Yeah.
And create, you know, people were joking around. Some of the students were joking around about, oh, well, I'm making a bowl, but it doesn't look like a bowl. It looks like a vase, you know. But I mean, it's also beautiful what they're doing. And I'm very impressed by it.
Yeah.
I would never, could never. Mm-mm, no.
No, I think that's a great part of it this year, of being able to go in and see. Because if you've never wandered around Liberty Town, and Liberty Town is really for all ages.
Painters, jeweler, all kinds of art, woodworking, potters, jewelry. Did I already say that? The Spinners and Weavers Guild. So fiber. I'm sure there is a... There's print, there's probably every kind of art medium is there at that building.
Yeah. So I never thought of this. This is a great chance for the community to be able to come in and see what's happening at Liberty Town. And there are so many different ways to do this, because I'll just tell you, I mean, I have my little group. We're going and getting our bowls and hanging around Liberty Town, and then we're going back over to someone's house, and everyone who's involved will have made soup. And we're having our own empty bowl in that way.
This is the super fun social part that even in the pandemic or coming out of the pandemic, folks have been creative to figure out how to be together and to do this joyful, your own soup. You're making your own soup. I heard earlier there's going to be assignments of soup. Which is really fun.
Yeah, because we don't really want people. You can't have people the same one. Mm-hmm. So
no,
you will
we experienced
be assigned
that
a
with
soup.
The event too. Like, oh, there's a lot of chili this year.
A lot of chili. Yeah.
But I think that's so fun. You are very special in that way. As are a few other of the contributors and donors and participants who are also planning their own soup gathering. I think that's so fun.
Well, and because in the past years we would go as a, and the group kind of has grown, but we went the first year and then invited someone, and then they invited someone, and so it had become kind of a thing.
I remember that first year that you got tickets, you're like, I've been thinking, let me buy some tickets.
It was true.
And you're like, wow, you were, and the videos that you take. So maybe
oh the time yeah it's been I, and it should work out again this year when I've put a GoPro on the table as people come to pick up bowls, and it's just really fun. I'll have to go find some of those and repost them, because it really does it shows the bowls, but it also shows the number of people coming through, and it's hard to pick out a bowl.
It is hard, and they're so pretty, and you know we are very careful when we have the event to have all of those bowls washed and remind people, like, they're pretty and I know you want to touch them, but you know, they're not really, like, people are going to eat out of these bowls, so be careful about touching.
Right.
But because it's not that kind of, you know, people can get in there and really, really kind of get close to those bowls this year, because people aren't taking that bowl directly and eating out of it.
Yeah.
But they're beautiful bowls. They're, like, incredible to see when they're finished. They're incredible to see in process, like you did when you went to Bowlerama. And as you said, you'll post some things from that. But and they go through several stages, you know, so they get thrown, they get trimmed, they have to dry a certain amount, they have to get decorated.
It's a lot of work goes into a bowl.
Some of them fired, I guess they're all fired twice, really, because there's the, you know, the leather stage, and then it gets, you know, you get the bowl, and then there's a further glazing process, and then it gets fired again, but... certainly I'm not the one to describe it, obviously, but
you're doing a better job than I could. So
they are so much goes into those, and for them to take that craft and that experience and that time and that commitment and their creativity and their art, and to donate that to charity so that the money's raised. So hopefully, you know, I've described it well enough by our gushing, but essentially folks are buying a ticket or they're sponsoring. Sponsoring means that they're contributing to a greater dollar amount to the charity. And then folks are going and picking out their bowls if they wish, or we package them up for pickup. And I think for sponsors, there may be like the option of delivery as well. So folks are getting to sometimes come in, and if they want to, come and pick out those bowls. And as you said, that's quite a process too. I mean, it's such a personal process. And, you know, when you get that ticket and you get to pick out your bowl, it's super fun. It's like, it's a golden ticket.
Oh, I was a couple, the couple years ago, the I think it would have must have been 2020, right before COVID, when you had it, and I finally got a bowl from Trista Chapman, because she has the she has that style,
so unique, and so colorful.
It's very colorful, and there'd never been one on the table before, and I'd even asked, and it was just like that. These are the bowls you pick from. So yes, ma'am, yes, sir.
Right.
But there was one there, and I snatched it up.
That is so funny you say it, because our volunteers put out bowls throughout the event. So like every, you know, for this round where people are going to come in, and I don't know, 15-minute time increments, they're going to put more bowls out each. And they've kind of separated them now by artist and by style so that they try to take a few from all. So I mean, you know, there's not a particular time. It used to be if you were the first ones there and the line would be out the door and you would have pick of all of the bowls. And like you said, you would never find a Trista Chapman because those would go very quickly. Beautiful, colorful, all, you know, we like to say all the bowls are beautiful.
They are.
But people are often looking for certain artists because they do recognize them and they do, like maybe they want a set or, you know, and what the thing that we forget is like all of these people have studios where people could go, you know, and actually buy the bowl directly from the artist. So we can't forget that.
Yeah.
But it is kind of fun when you've got your ticket and you want to, you know, you've got, you feel like you've got unlimited options. And you, that time, just happened to get there one. At the right moment.
But you're right. After I got the bowl from Trista, I went back and I got something else from her at her studio that kind of went with it. And that's always out. But it does. It is sort of a commercial for all that they do. And like you say, there's besides bowls, and all of these people are just so talented, and they do way more than just bowls.
You know, I wonder sometimes, and I think I know this, like how many bowls are our potters selling? You know, they're selling their other, you know, they're selling their mugs, they're selling their large bowls, their plates, their you know, things that aren't. Most of them have items of use, and then they have decorative items as well. So, but most of their items, even that are decorative, are still functional. But anyway, like that generosity that they're giving all of these bowls to our community, who in turn is contributing charitably to Empower House all these years. Next year will be our 25th anniversary, and we will be in person, and it will be quite a celebration. And we didn't really feel like we had the ability with our volunteer force, with figuring out in the community, to figure out how we were going to do it in person this time. Turned out, I think, to be a good move. There's still plenty of illness floating around, and I think we might have lost half our volunteer force had we had it in person this year.
Again, it is the 28th, empowerhouseva.org for more information. We will talk about that, about getting tickets and all that, when we come back. Kathy Anderson here this morning with Empower House and the Empty Bowl, January 28th, 11 to 2 at Liberty Town. It is a Saturday this year. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Kathy Anderson with Empower House here this morning. The Empty Bowl is, again, January 28th. Couple Saturdays from now, and 11 to 2 at Liberty Town. And to our tickets you get from, you go to empowerhouseva.org. Is that the best way to get tickets?
Online is the only way to get tickets these days. Absolutely. That's the location, empowerhouseva.org. As soon as our front page pops up, right there at the top is the link to register. So the tickets are $60. The sponsorships, we're wrapping up our sponsorships. So if there's folks that still wanted to sponsor, like our recognition pieces are about to go away, meaning, like, you know, it's a timed thing.
Right.
Like at some point, we're still able to give you a sponsorship, but we're not able to do some of the things that we do to recognize our sponsors.
Yeah.
It's really great. It's really easy to register and get tickets. And there's not physical tickets. It's that electronic registration and payment online. And then with that purchase, donation, if you will, then it kicks in all of the benefits of going to Liberty Town Arts Workshop this year on the 28th of January for the Empty Bowl event. Folks will let us know whether they want to come in and pick out their bowls or if they would like to do pickup. And all of that is on the registration process online. And so folks will then get a time slot assigned. And that's kind of happening as people are registering, or I think she might be doing it as those that register first have the first time slots. So, again, you said 11 to 2. I don't exactly know when people will get a time slot when they register and get there. But, you know, it's that time frame.
Yeah.
And then there's the walk into Liberty Town. Folks haven't been listening and you don't know this, you with that ticket purchase, after you pick out the bowl and you get your treats, then inside Liberty Town Arts Workshop, which is an arts center with a lot of artist studios.
There's a lot of artist studios.
So many. It's two levels. And some folks are producing their art in their studios. Some have their art on display. Painters, woodworkers, fiber artists, jewelers. You know, it just runs the gamut. Print, folks who do print. And so what happens when you go into Liberty Town? There's music this year. Like, that's come back from, you know, previous years.
Yeah.
So thank you to the musicians. And there's a couple things going on inside. So there's observation. So you can see someone producing pottery. There'll be a pottery wheel demonstration. And then also there's an interactive art pieces here. So participants, ticket holders, donors to Empower House, mm-hmm. through the Empty Bowl, they'll be able to engage in this interactive art experience that you and I, as we just discovered, would never touch the clay.
Mm-mm.
Never. But, you know,
and I'm not going to make me, because I'll say Kathy Anderson said it's okay. I can just watch.
Okay. Well, you're filming, like, you know, you're engaged. But anyway, people can watch,
yeah.
or they could get their hands dirty, and actually, I don't know what the interactive project's going to be. Like, I don't know if it's going to be tools where people are carving. I don't know, you know, I don't know what it is. Or maybe it's tiles. Like, I don't know what they're doing, but how exciting. They're going to do something that participants of the Empty Bowl, donors to Empower House, will be able to engage in this interactive art experience.
When I ask you this next question, I'm probably assuring myself that I'll hear from Dee Dee Lucky soon. But when you said Liberty Town, I've been over there 100 times. It's two levels? I had no idea.
See, there's so much discovery.
Right.
So much discovery.
I usually go, usually,
you know,
go
well,
in the back, and I go
you
back.
You know where Bill Harris' studio is?
I was going to say, I hang out with Bill all the
right,
time.
Right, so you pass his studio there on the right as you go through the
yeah.
doors, mm-hmm. into the back part of the building.
Yeah.
If you just go straight, there's a stairwell.
Seriously?
Oh my gosh, missing out on some great artists.
I have never
it's
known
It's not
this.
The same footprint as the downstairs.
Yeah.
It's the back of the building. Up top, there are tremendous painters and other
I was never
media.
Told this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As soon as you said that, I thought, two levels?
It is funny that you said that. Like, there's signage, but how often do we miss things?
Right.
I did not know. Like, I cannot be so observant at times. I know that about myself.
Yeah.
Come on, Ted. This is your world. Oh, well, we've just opened.
You have opened a new world
for you.
And I was just there over Thanksgiving for a long time, waiting to talk to Dee Dee about something, and kind of wandered around
right.
and figured I've been in parts of Liberty Town I didn't even know existed.
See?
And there was even more.
See, we're thinking that we're giving all the information at times. You know, like, okay, we've covered the date. We've covered the covered the time, the location. There is so much to discover. And I was pleased last year was the first year we had it at Liberty Town, and possibly it may be our last since we're going, you know, live to the soup dinner next year for our 25th anniversary of the Empty Bowl. But I was really pleased that there were people that were, you know, because that corner has Sedona and it has the new building with Mellow Mushroom and Harry's. And,
yeah.
You know, so that corner has really like...
Oh, that whole area.
It's like, you know, it's central. It's social central. But so if you just walk down that half a block or so to Liberty Town, because we were doing things and getting ready and people were coming and the cars were coming, and it's a little quieter otherwise, you know, people are parking to go to Liberty Town. But anyway, it was bustling and people were coming over to check out both the event and learning more about Empower House. So it was a very positive experience for the organization, for Liberty Town, for our community to discover the second floor of Liberty Town.
Yeah. I mean, that, what, it's going to be easier. You know, what did we learn today? I learned that Liberty Town has a second floor.
I love that. More art to discover. That's really great.
Well, see, and and really, my knowledge of Liberty Town goes back to Rob Grogan, because Rob was the one who introduced me to Bill Harris, who then introduced me to the various artists there.
Correct.
And but they never mentioned that there was a second floor. I'm on the first floor.
You
of
just
Liberty
think
Town.
How there much is. Think how much there is to see on the first floor. I mean, there's plenty to see. It goes in that loop. There's more than one loop in a way. Like you could go this way, go that way. And there's that lounge. You know, you could go left. You could go right.
Yeah. I feel as though Bill should have said, "I'm on the first floor. There is a second floor." You
see,
know.
See, I think it's going to be a conversation
yes,
later.
Yes, I'm going to.
But he's going to be like, "What do you mean the second floor? I'm on the first floor.
Why would you need to go elsewhere?" Right. So that this on the 28th, I can explore Liberty Town and go to the second floor and see what's there. But no, again, tickets at empowerhouseva.org. How did this 25 years ago? Somebody came up with this idea.
They absolutely did. And depending on who you talk to, you might get a slightly different story. But, you know, I was working at Empower House at the time. At the time, we were RCDV, Rappahannock Council on Domestic Violence. And my husband, Neil Reed, was working for Phil and Trista Chapman. And he was doing his pottery and they were doing their pottery. And, you know, he was a pretty new potter at the time. And Dan Finnegan was a good friend of all and is a, you know, founding potter in this community. And they were all talking about having an Empty Bowl event, because these are events that happen across the state and across the country. In Richmond, where Trista had been before she moved to Fredericksburg, they had done an Empty Bowl there to benefit the community and an organization there. So they were talking about doing the event and doing it, oh, like, should we do it for this or for that or a shelter or, you know, and my husband, Neil, was like, well, you know, the domestic violence shelter, and of course, Rappahannock Council on Domestic Violence now, Empower House, and Trista is a survivor. She's been on your show and we've talked about,
we have talked about it,
the domestic violence that occurred in her life back when, and so they really kind of wrapped their brains around, like, we can do this. And they connected with the leaders of Empower House at that time. Trista ended up joining the Empower House Board of Directors. And, you know, the potters, like, they were so impressive organizing it. And then they, you know, they had friends, you know, like, who were friends of board members, et cetera, who, you know, like, the musicians that first year of doing the Empty Bowl at the Dorothy Hart Community Center. They were like roving musicians walking between the tables, playing their instruments. It was really pretty. You know, the soup was delicious and it felt very much like a community event. It's always felt very much, no matter how many people and how much it's grown and how much more money it's raised for Empower House, it's always felt like a very small town, community driven. You know, there are people who still volunteer for this event who volunteered 25 years ago. Sarah Hansen, for example, who came on the show last year, who's now making bowls. She's a architect.
Oh, wow.
And she was there at Bowlerama last weekend making some bowls for the event. So she's a chief volunteer of the event. As you know, Kathleen Harrigan is the chief volunteer for the event. She's on our board of directors. And but, you know, people have been going for that many years. And then there's new people who've discovered it. And there's people, you know, we talked about the bowls. Like, there's people like, I have so many bowls. And some people are still sponsoring and buying tickets, but they're not really feeling like they need the bowls anymore. But either way, supporting, yeah, supporting the organization, supporting the effort. But again, new people have come on and really adopted and enjoyed this event and enjoyed the pottery and enjoyed the fellowship and the soup and the music and just that time together. It's been a meaningful experience for so many for 25 years.
And it's kind of in the dead of winter. And you always described it to me that a lot of times people, they haven't seen people in a while. And it really is that kind of thing. You see people that you haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, in the summertime and spring and the fall, there's so many different events, mm-hmm. weddings, graduations, vacations. You just feel like being outside. You're at restaurants, you're wherever, shopping. I mean, people see each other walking around town. But in the winter, like, how often do you have something to go out to and see people? And people wear anything to the empty bowl. Some people dress up. Some people are wearing, you know, like, it's freezing, so you're wearing your boots and your – so it doesn't matter, like – but people see each other. And then, of course, you meet people you've never met, and you know you like them. You just know you like them because they're at that event. And so it is a very mixed set of people, like people that, you know, people say, oh, I go to this event. It's not the same people I see at every event in the city of Fredericksburg or the surrounding counties. And a lot of government folks have come from certainly the city of Fredericksburg, many of them volunteers, some of the elected officials, and then same thing with some of the counties. It's a great way to get to know people and talk to people.
Mm-hmm. We're going to wrap this up. When we come back, we'll just talk about what it means to empower House, just as far as you with all the various programs. This is an important fundraiser. Again, it's January 28th. This is Saturday, 11 to 2 at Liberty Town. EmpowerHouseVA.org is where you get tickets. And we'll talk about that a little bit. And I'll also talk about what it means to empower House when we wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Empty Bowl is January 28th. It's a Saturday, 11 to 2 at Liberty Town, and you can get tickets at empowerhouseva.org, empowerhouseva.org. This is so important. As we talked about, it's the potter stepped forward, and there's volunteers, but ultimately this money goes to help do the things that you do for domestic violence, Kathy.
Between the ticket purchasers and the sponsors, the ultimate, I would say it's probably going to generate about $60,000 in support of Empower House. That is a significant chunk of our budget. And when this started, I remember the former board members were coming and sitting down and eating soup and getting their bowl. And they were like, we worked so many years to try to find, you know, something that would raise money for the organization. We're so pleased to see this event doing that. And, it's thanks to our community for wanting to participate. It's thanks to the Potters. It's thanks to Dee Dee and Kenneth at Liberty Town Arts Workshop for carrying it forward. It's, you know, thanks to so many people, the volunteers. But anyway, that amount of money to support a mission of supporting survivors of domestic violence and their children, I can't tell you how significant that is. And I mean, people know they're giving to charity, but a lot of people too, like, own this event around the bowl and around the art. And so there's so many reasons why people participate. But the sponsors are giving additional donations, and that's very significant to our ability to deliver on mission. And if we didn't talk about it, I'm surprised we found so many things to talk about that wasn't mission or in everything else. But the fire over the summer, you know, just an update for folks. You know, we had that lightning strike fire, and that put the building out of commission for months. 2 days before Christmas, we were able to partially open that building and bring people in from the places we had been.
How exciting.
Oh, one of them said it was the best Christmas present, but to have people in the building again, and it's a little bit of chaos because not everything's functioning 100%, but, you know, the building's secure, it's comfortable, heating and air, ability to cook, have food. I mean, it's so nice for people to really be able to relax. You know, they can go to work, they can sleep when they want to sleep, they don't have the abuse.
Yeah.
You know, they're not, they can function, and to be back in the building. So I, you know, I just want to say that underlying all this fun and all of this community support and fellowship is this mission, and folks can feel good that we were able to recover from the fire thanks to the help of so many. I mean, first from the firefighters, not only what they did to put the fire out, but then also offering to help get the building rehabbed. And then there was just an outpouring. You know, there was Dovetail Cultural Resources Group. They collected a number of items, the Elks Lodge, the Lions Club, Safe Harbor Child Advocacy Center. There were so many, the sheriff's offices all throughout our, and the police department. You know, I'm leaving out like 50, at least 50 others, you know, by, and we only have a couple minutes, but so much outpouring to help get that shelter back open. And also our partners like Hope House and MICA and the COC and, you know, saying, hey, how can we help? And so they helped with some community dinners of the people we had sheltered. They helped with, hey, we can do some housing for this family or that family. This has been such a coming together to get the domestic violence shelter that we own and run back in operation. So it's really fabulous, the community.
Now, and just the groups that you mentioned, you all work together and to see everybody, because I know all summer everybody was, how can we do this? How can we do that? And it is. It's exciting to see.
All summer, all fall, during October Domestic Violence Awareness Month, I mean, people just kept at it and said, hey, we're going to do this for you. We heard about the fire. So whether it was a donation of any size, which some were doing recurring monthly, and then, or whether it was, we're going to do this event for you. There were a number of people and organizations that did that. We are so grateful. Such a difference.
Well, we need to, we'll get together next month and talk more about the mission and things that you do. It is important, though, if you can, and you'll have a good time and help raise money for a great cause by participating in the Empty Bowl, January 28th, a Saturday at Liberty Town, 11 to 2. Tickets, empowerhouseva.org. Empowerhouseva.org. And again, the domestic violence number, if you need to use that, is
540-373-9373. 24 hours.
And you'll get all kinds of information, or you'll get help. Again, 540-373-9373. And again, if you want to do, you can do your own empty bowl after you get your bowl and take it home and invite some people over and have them do soup. And that's what I'm doing.
Gosh, what an intimate gathering of fun.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Kathy, thank you so much. Thank you for what you're doing in the community, and thanks for coming in and helping get the word out on the empty bowl. It is coming up, and really a great chance for the community, again, to take part.
We can't thank you enough, Ted. Thanks for letting people know about good things.
Empowerhouseva.org. That is it. Thank you for listening, and we will see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.